Welcome.
Alright.
And turn this on. Okay, we will begin then. A very warm welcome to everyone for this Christmas Gospel meeting.
我们欢迎大家来参加我们今天的福音聚会。
Very thankful to see some familiar faces and also some newcomers. So warm welcome to you all.
看到旧的朋友，看到新的朋友，非常高兴。
Let us begin our gospel meeting with opening prayer.
我们来开始一个祷告。
Our Father which art in heaven.
我们天上的父。
We call upon thee in this morning, for thou art our God and Father for Jesus' sake.
你是我们的天父，是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
We thank thee for the opportunity to meet together concerning the birth of thy Son.
我们有这个机会来听这个福音。
We pray that thou wilt open thy word to us.
主啊，你给我们明白你的话语。
And teach us the wonder of Jesus, who shall save his people from their sins.
能够知道耶稣的奇妙来拯救我们。
Send us thy spirit to bring these truths to our hearts.
求留你的圣灵在我们心中动工。
And forgive our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen.
为了耶稣的缘故，赦免我们的罪。Amen.
Next, let us sing Psalm 2.
我们来唱诗歌第二首。
Psalm 2 was a prophecy of Jesus' birth long before he was actually born.
这个诗篇二章呢，很早以前已经预言了耶稣将会诞生。
You see in verse 7, God saying, Thou surely art my son, this day I have begotten thee.
所以第七节说，耶稣必会来到我们当中。
At this time, we'll sing the first 7 verses, Psalm 2, verses 1 through 7.
我们唱第二诗篇第一到第七节。
And you can stand up to sing.
我们站立起来。
Why rage the heathen and vain things? Why do the people mind? Kings of the earth to set themselves, and princes are combined to plot against the Lord and his anointed, saying thus, Let us asunder break their bands and cast their cords from us. He that in heaven sits shall laugh. The Lord shall scorn them all. Then shall he speak to them in wrath. In rage he vex them shall. Yet notwithstanding I have him to be my king appointed. And over Zion my holy hill, I have him king anointed. The sure decree I will declare, the Lord hath said to me, Thou surely art my son this day, I have begotten thee. You may be seated.
请坐下。
Today we are going to read Matthew from Matthew chapter 1.
今天我们要读马太福音第一章。
We'll read verses 18 through 25.
我们从18节到25节。
And we'll pay special attention to verse 21.
我们要注意的是21节。
Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25.
马太福音第一章十八节到二十五节。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
马太福音第一章十八节，耶稣基督出生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了月色，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意让她失重，想要私下把她休了。正思念这事的时候，看啊，有主的天使向她梦中显现说，大卫的儿子约瑟，你不要畏惧，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从他们的罪中拯救出来。做这一切的事，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说：看啊，一个童女必要怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主的天使的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有认识他，直到他生了头胎的儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
We will focus this morning on verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
今天我们要注意的是二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从他们的罪中拯救出来。
Today in Singapore is the public holiday called Christmas.
在新加坡今天是一个大日子，我们叫做圣诞节。
And Christmas is the day that Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus.
圣诞节呢是基督徒庆祝耶稣基督生日的日子。
Jesus was born long ago, 2025 years ago.
耶稣基督是在2025年前诞生了。
And Jesus was born a long ways away in the town of Bethlehem in Israel.
耶稣出生的地方离这边很远，就是以色列的伯利恒。
Nevertheless, the birth of Jesus is good news for us today in Singapore in the year 2025.
可是到今天2025年，耶稣的诞生对我们来讲是一个好消息。
In our gospel meeting today, we will see how the birth of Jesus is good news.
今天我们的福音聚会，我们要学习一下，为什么耶稣的诞生是个好消息呢？
The good news of Jesus' birth is found in his name, Jesus.
这个好消息是因为耶稣的这个名字叫耶稣。
It was very important that Jesus have that specific name.
耶稣要有这个耶稣的名字是很重要的。
The angel of the Lord announced Jesus' name to Joseph in Matthew 1, verse 21.
在马太福音一章二十一节，这个天使在耶稣出生之前已经宣告了这个名字。
The angel had also announced Jesus' name to Mary in Luke 1, verse 31.
在路加福音第一章三十一节，这个天使也是有宣告了这个名字耶稣。
And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus.
路加福音说，看啊，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And when Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary named him, as the angel had said, Jesus.
所以当这个耶稣出生的时候，他们就遵守主的吩咐，就起名他叫耶稣。
Jesus' name is so important because it reveals what Jesus did and who Jesus is.
这耶稣的名字为什么这么重要呢？因为我们要知道到底他做了什么。然后他到底是谁？
And so in our gospel meeting this morning, let us hear the good news of the name Jesus.
所以今天我们的福音聚会呢，我们要听一下这个好消息，就是耶稣的名字。
First, we will consider what Jesus did. Second, we will consider who Jesus is. And third, we will consider who his people are.
第一点，我们要认识到底耶稣做了什么。第二，我们要知道这个耶稣到底是谁。第三，他的百姓、他的子民、他的选民到底是谁。
Let us begin then with what Jesus did, and the text tells us that Jesus shall save his people from their sins.
像耶稣做了什么呢？我们的经文说，他把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
And that means we must begin by understanding the idea of sin.
所以我们应该明白什么是罪呢？
The word sin means missing the mark.
这个罪的定义呢，就好像一个弓箭手，他没有击中那个目标，那个靶心。
The idea is that there is a mark or a target or a goal thatIn all our life, we must reach.
那我们在人生中呢，都有很多目标啊，标记我们要达到的。
Many people set their own goals for their life, whether that be the goal of money, whether that be the goal of health, whether that be the goal of new experiences, or any other earthly goal.
然后我们每个人呢，都有设定自己的目标啊，说升官发财。等等，身体健康，万事如意，等等的这个目标。
But God has set one goal, because God has made us, and He is the one who may set the goal for our lives.
然后创造我们的这个上帝呢，给我们只有一个目标。
And the goal that God has set for us is His glory.
然后上帝给我们的目标只有一个，那就是上帝的荣耀。
Reaching the goal.Of God's glory means obeying God in everything that we do.
然后要达到这个目标呢，意味着我们要凡事都要爱他和顺服他，就这是这个他的荣耀。
And God sets that goal before us all through our day and all through our lives.
然后这个目标就是我们整个人生都是要得到这个目标。
When we wake up in the morning,The goal is the glory of God, thanking Him for this new day.
我们在床上早上起来的时候醒起来，第一个要想的就是上帝的荣耀。
When we take our breakfast, the goal is God's glory in receiving this food from His hand.
当我们吃我们早餐，我们看到我们早餐也是要感谢神他的荣耀。
When we meet our colleagues or have meetups with our friends and family, the goal.Is love for our neighbor according to God's law.
然后我们去上班或者在我们家庭的聚会等等，都是要神的荣耀。
In everything that we do, we must not only be close to the mark, but we must strike the bullseye of God's glory by obeying Him.
当我们设这个弓箭的时候，那个目标不是阿嘎阿嘎就可以了，我们要真正的中他的那个靶心。
Sin is missing the mark。
然后这个罪的定义呢，就是我们没有射中那个目标。
To miss the mark means that we do not reach the goal of glorifying God by obeying Him。
意思就是说，我们没有达到这个目标，就是荣耀上帝。
In fact, missing the mark means that we turn in the opposite direction and shoot away from the mark.
所以这个没有击中目标，不只是我们没有射中，我们实际上是转弯去别的这个目标。
In our life, we seek the goal of ourselves and our own glory.
我们人呢，都是自己的目标，就是为了自己。
We think that we are good people, that we are obedient people, but we are not. We are sinners and ungodly.
我们大家都以为我们是一个好人，实际上呢，圣经说我们都不是好人。
As an illustration, we could imagine an aged mother asking her son for help, but the son, instead of helping her,goes to fulfill his own life and leaves her to her own devices.
一个比喻就好像一个年老的一个老太太，她的请求她的儿子来帮忙，可是她的儿子不理她，而我行我素，不要管她。
God has said to us, "Love me, and by loving me, glorify me."
所以启示的这个真理呢，就是上帝创造我们，要我们爱他，要顺服他。
But we say, I will love myself and do as I please.
可是我们自己说，我爱的是要自己，要做我喜欢做的东西。
Our sin, therefore, is very bad, very offensive to God.
所以我们的罪呢，是非常的糟糕，因为我们冒犯了我们的上帝。
And because our sin is so bad, we deserve that God would curse us and would send us to hell.
所以因为我们自己的罪呢，我们就应该得到上帝的咒诅，而且审判的死亡下地狱。
The good news of Jesus' name is that Jesus saves his people from their sins.
所以今天的福音，这个好消息呢，就是耶稣将他的子民，他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
That Jesus saves us means that He delivers us from the curse that we deserve.
什么是上帝从我们罪中拯救出来呢？意味着耶稣将我们从我们该得到的这个咒诅、这个死亡中呢，解放出来。
When Jesus saves us, it means that we do not deserve to die and do not deserve the curse for our sins.
耶稣拯救我们的意思，我们是该死的。现在呢，我们不会死了，我们会得到永生。
Jesus' salvation of us means that God says to us, "I love you, and I will not curse you."
所以耶稣的这个好消息，就是上帝天父说，我爱你，我不会咒诅你。
Now the question is, how can it be?That we do not deserve the curse for our sins anymore.
问题是我们是罪人，为什么我们不会得到上帝的咒诅，反而得到祝福呢？得到他的爱。
We have sinned, and we deserve the curse. How can it be that God says, "I will not curse you"?
因为我们还是罪人，其实还继续的犯罪，为什么神不咒诅我们呢？
Is this the answer, that we become better people so that we no longer deserve the curse?
是不是我们会做一个好人，所以上帝就不会惩罚我们？
That cannot be, because even as God's people, we always fall into sin.
这个是不可能的，因为我们每天还是在犯罪。
Is it then that God will simply ignore what we have done?
是不是上帝当了一只眼睛不要看你的罪恶？
That cannot be either, because God is just and he punishes sin.
这也是不可能的，因为上帝是公义的，他一定会审判，会惩罚罪恶。
That Jesus saves us from our sins means that Jesus takes the sins that we have committed and he claims them as his own.
耶稣拯救我们的意思是因为他担当了我们的罪，他没有犯罪，可是他背负了我们这个罪的债。
Jesus did not commit our sins, but he becomes responsible for our sins.
耶稣没有犯罪，他是清白的，可是他担当了我们的罪。
This is what God teaches in Isaiah 53 verse 6.
在以赛亚书53章第六节说，
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书53章第六节说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
And Jesus, with our sins upon himself, suffered God's curse on the cross.
So, 耶稣得到上帝的咒诅，担当了我们的罪。
That's what Jesus' crucifixion was. He was bearing our guilt and suffering our death.
这就是为什么耶稣要钉死在十字架上，因为我们的罪呢，他承受了上帝的咒诅而死。
This is the teaching of Isaiah 53 verse 6.
这就是以赛亚书53章第五节说的。
Verse 5 rather, sorry.
第五节。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得了平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
Not only did Jesus suffer God's curse in our place, but he also obeyed God's law in our place.
耶稣基督不只是为我们的担当我们的罪恶，他也顺服了上帝。
Jesus hit the mark of the glory of God by obeying God perfectly.
所以耶稣呢，达到了这个荣耀上帝的目标，他所射的箭就是中了那个靶心。
When Jesus awoke, he loved God. When he took his breakfast, he loved God. When he met his neighbors, he loved God. In everything, Jesus hit the mark.
所以在耶稣的一生中，不管他在吃饭、遇见人、做什么东西，都是全心全意的爱神。
Jesus saved us from our sins by taking our place.
So, 耶稣怎能救我们呢？就是代替我们做代罪羔羊。
This is the teaching of Isaiah 53 verse 11.
这个也是这个以赛亚书五十三章第十一节的教导。
He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many.For he shall bear their iniquities.
他第十一节，他必看见他魂劳苦的功效，便得满足。有许多人因认识我的义务得称为义，因为他要担当他们的罪孽。
This is the first reason that Jesus' name is good news. It teaches us what he did.In saving us from our sins.
这个就是为什么耶稣是个好消息，因为他担当我们的罪孽。
The second reason that Jesus' name is good news is that it reveals who he is.
那第二个理由为什么耶稣是个好消息呢？因为他的名字是谁？
Jesus' name means Jehovah salvation.
他的意思，耶稣这个名字是耶和华拯救我们。
That name means then that Jesus himself is God.
意思就是说耶稣就是上帝。
The miracle of Jesus' birth is that God came in our flesh.
这个耶稣诞生呢是一个神迹来的，我们叫做道成肉身，就是上帝的儿子和我们这个肉身联合在一起成了人。
Jesus is truly God and Jesus is truly man.
所以耶稣呢是100%的神，也是100%的人。
This is taught in John 1 verse 14.
圣经在约翰第一章第十四节说道，
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father,Full of grace and truth.
所以道成了肉身，住在我们中间，满有恩典与真理。我们也见过他的荣耀，正是父独生子的荣耀。
This is the miracle of Jesus' birth. God dwells with us.
这个是一个神迹来的，就是神与我们同在。
The name Jesus reveals then that Jesus is powerful to save us.
这个耶稣的名字就启示了耶稣的救恩是有大恩的，而且是有效的。
After all, only God can save sinners from their sins.
因为只有上帝能够拯救罪人。
And because Jesus is God, his work saves us indeed.
因为耶稣是上帝本身，所以他能够有这个能力来拯救我们。
And in Matthew 1 verse 21, there is emphasis on the word shall. He shall save his people from their sins.
马太福音第一章二十一节，这边说到，耶稣必定能够拯救我们。
Because Jesus is God, he is able to save.
因为耶稣是神，他一定能够拯救我们。
That's the second reason that Jesus' name is good news. It reveals who he is as Jesus' salvation.
所以耶稣是个好消息，因为耶稣就是要拯救我们的罪恶。
And then finally, let us consider who his people are.
第三点，他说要拯救他的百姓，他的子民，他的选民，这些选民到底是谁呢？
Our text, Matthew 1 verse 21 says, He shall save his people from their sin.
刚才马太福音第一章二十一节说到，他将要把自己的百姓，他的子民，他的选民，这个百姓到底是谁呢？
Jesus' work of salvation, or Jesus saving his people, means that he does not save all people, but only his people.
然后这个百姓，这个子民，讲的就是耶稣要拯救的不是全世界的人。
All people are sinners, every single person in the world.
虽然全世界的人都是罪人，每一个人都是罪人。
But only some people are Jesus' people.
可是某些人，一些人才是耶稣的选民，耶稣的子民。
He shall save his people from their sins.
圣经说，他要拯救他的百姓，他的子民，他的选民。
This means that all other people in the world are left in their sins and left under the curse of God.
意思就是说，其他没有被拣选的人呢，继续的犯罪，他们应该是审判得死亡。
All other people then deserve to die.
然后犯罪的罪人呢，会审判，会得到死亡。
But Jesus' people are saved from their sins and do not deserve the curse.
可是耶稣的选民。他的子民百姓呢，将会得救，和耶稣一起的上天堂，与他同住。
Jesus' people will go to heaven to live with him forever.
所以耶稣的子民呢会上天堂，永远的和他在一起。
And now the question is, who are Jesus' people?
现在问题是，谁是耶稣的百姓，他的选民呢？
Are Jesus' people those who are better than other people? That cannot be.
是不是神的子民是他高人一等，他是比较好、优秀、比较好的人呢？不是。
We have already seen that we are all sinners and we all miss the mark of God's glory.
因为每个人都是平等，都是大罪人，没有一个人比一个人更好的。
Then who are Jesus' people?
这样谁是耶稣的百姓，耶稣的选民呢？
First, Jesus' people are the people that God gave to Jesus before the foundation of the world.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣的百姓是上帝在创世以前呢，已经给耶稣的子民。
This is what Jesus taught in John 10, verses 27 through 29.
然后在圣经里，约翰福音第十章二十七到二十九节。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life.And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
约翰福音第十章二十七到二十九节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊给他，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我的父里的手把他们夺去。
Because God gave Jesus' people to him, our salvation is sure.
所以，因为耶稣的百姓是上帝给的，所以一定是安全的。
Our salvation does not come from us, but it comes from God.
所以耶稣百姓的救恩是确定的，因为这个救恩是从上帝来的，不是来自我们罪人本身。
So who are Jesus' people? First, they are the people that God has given to him.
所以谁是耶稣的百姓呢？是因为上帝赐给耶稣的。
Second,Jesus' people are those who believe in Jesus.
然后第二点，他的百姓是信靠他的人。
To believe in Jesus means that we know that we are sinners.
相信耶稣是什么意思？意思是说我们知道自己是罪人。
To believe in Jesus means that we know we cannot save ourselves from our sins.
相信耶稣就是说我们自己是没有办法把自己从那个罪恶中救出来。
To believe in Jesus means to trust that what Jesus did saves us from our sins.
我们相信耶稣就是我们知道耶稣所做的一切钉在十字架上就是为了拯救我们。
To believe in Jesus means to know that Jesus is God.
相信耶稣就是知道耶稣就是上帝。
Those who believe in Jesus renounce their trust in all other gods, in themselves, or in any other thing.
相信耶稣的人，他们拒绝信靠所有其他的神，也不相信自己，或者相信其他的东西，唯独相信耶稣。
Only Jesus saves.
因为只有耶稣能够拯救我们。
And so I say to you and to me, sinners, you sinners, me sinner, believe in Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved.
所以我们要告诉大家，你们和我们都是一样，我们一定要信靠基督。然后你就必得拯救。
For his name is Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins.
因为他的名字是耶稣基督，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
Let us return now to Psalm 2. We will sing the rest of Psalm 2.
我们继续来唱诗歌，诗歌第二首。
We are up to verse 8. We'll sing verses 8 through 12. Do we have an extra book for
Paul? 我们唱第二到
That's okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll sing Psalm 2, verses 8 through 12. If you notice, in the last part of the psalm, we continue to sing about the Son, verse 12. Kiss ye the Son, lest in his ire ye perish from the way, if once his wrath begin to burn, blessed all that on him stay. We'll sing verses 8 through 12. Ask of me, and for heritage the heathen I'll make thine, and for possession I to thee will give earth's utmost line. Thou shalt as with a weighty rod of iron break them all, and as a potter's shirt thou shalt them dash in pieces small. Now therefore, kings, be wise, be taught, ye judges of the earth. Serve God in fear and see that ye join trembling with your mirth. Kiss ye the Son, lest in his ire ye perish from the way. If once his wrath begin to burn, blessed all that on him stay. You may be seated. Let us close our gospel meeting this morning with prayer.
我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Our Father which art in heaven,
我们天上的父。
We thank thee for Jesus Christ.
我们感谢耶稣基督。
We thank thee for his beautiful name. For thou hast taught us that Jesus means he shall save his people from their sins.
今天我们经文知道，耶稣将把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
We thank thee that thou hast been merciful to us sinners.
感谢你对我们的慈爱。
That thou hast covered our sins in Jesus' blood.
你用你的宝血来遮盖我们的罪。
We pray that thou wilt use this word to give us faith.
主啊，继续用你的话语赐给我们信心。
And by thy Spirit, cause us to trust in Jesus alone.
靠你圣灵的动工，使他们能够相信耶稣基督。
And by our Savior's work, give us the blessed peace of having our sins forgiven.
主靠耶稣所做的一切，给我们心中有你的平安喜乐。
Hear our prayer and glorify thy name.
听我们的祷告，荣耀你的圣名。
For Jesus' sake, amen.
奉耶稣的名求， amen.
That concludes our gospel meeting this morning. You're all welcome to stay for lunch together and for fellowship.
谢谢大家，也是这个节目结束了，谢谢。
Sorry, you have to stay a bit because the food will arrive only about 11:45.
11:45, oh, okay.